W3O field from the gate 3 alert. W3OPO from G3 alert.
W3OPO from G3 alert.
Challenging conditions on 160 meters. N2NC was the operator. It's 161 and 69 on 80 meters. It was NT4G with K3R was 488 and 88 on 40 meters. Was W2RQ and N5UM. We had a short staff. We had two guys cancel right at the beginning of the contest. So 1604, 116 on 20 meters. N2NT, K1AR, N3SC, 2323, 132. 15 meters. K3UA and NT4G, 438, 82. And 10 meters was Lonesome George, 62 and 10. For 5076, 497, 75 or 7.56 million K3LR. There's an information update on the hamvention.org website, and so they continue to follow that. But the word we got was unless the governor of the state of Ohio says that gatherings of that type need to be canceled, the show will go on. Okay, well, good job by the W3LPL team, Frank, and we'll see you in Dayton.
Whiskey 5 Whiskey Zulu, K5 Tango Radio.
Hey, George, K5TR, W5WZ.
How's it going? single of all two.
Single op assisted.
Yeah, how did it come out for you?
Pretty good, 2.1 something.
Yeah, we did a multi-two here, 1469 and 352. Challenging conditions, really, really challenging.
I have 2116 and
378 from 2.1. Yeah, we had 1.5. How many did you wind up with on 10? We had
4. 7.
Yeah, and 214 on 15. Hey, the amplifier worked really well. We did a little antenna work Thursday. We moved an 80-meter dipole from 70 to 110 feet, and that paid off. That's what I'm on right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a big difference. That's a good thing.
Yep. Well, wish you would have come up here.
Maybe next time. All right, I'm going to go away. It's been a long weekend. W5WZ, good job, K5TR.
All right, thanks. See you later. Kilo 8 Alpha Zulu, W5WZ.
I listened to my mind.
4.
Sure. Wow, that's a man. That's...
Yeah, I went ahead and mowed the backyard. It was dark grass to grow, but really didn't want to chop those leaves up. That neighbor lady cuts my trees. I think they all end up in my yard.
Yep.
I ran over and chopped them up.
That's way of mine, man. I don't have a tree in my yard nowhere anymore, but this town, the streets is lined with trees, and this is where all the leaves grow to. We
south on a floor and every one of them bails on the helicopter. Although they pushed other buttons.
Well, a couple other bands had pretty good activity. Yeah, they was, one little section, well, it wasn't a little section, it was, 364 on 79. That was a perfectly blue sky, but there had been so many airplanes passed over, you couldn't hardly see the blue sky for the contrail. We'd never get that many down here. It must have been, I mean, not just the contrails, but you could look up and see 4 or 5 jets flying over at any one time.
Every day, you know, just to make sure I'm not in there, but
off 7:30, turning around. I seen people, I think, on 38, 37 or 38 running AM. I think they're there quite often, though. Around 38, 37, or 38, maybe.
Got it.
It must be new ones. I haven't never heard that. You live around 38.
I don't know.
38, 80, or 38, 70, one of them up to about 38, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been running into more of them, way down in this part of the band, where I am. Yeah, they were. Oh, that was them guys that was, they had started out on side band, and, wanted to try AM, and I think it was right there on 31, wasn't it, Ed?
Yeah, we stayed on there before we got off.
Then they went back to sideband, I think, before they got off.
Did we do 30?
Don't think so.
17, aren't you? Can't get the area.
Another thing, since this daylight savings time, that little thing in my head that goes buzz, your 10 minutes, ain't going, huh?
It's buzzing an hour late.
Yeah. I forgot to see when it got locked. It must have been about 7:30 or so, wasn't it?
7:30.
Oh, okay. Maybe 2 years ago, I got to the point where it didn't have to take them anymore. My
an hour before they were called.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, 15 to 17. Yeah.
Funny you should say that, it might have dropped off a little bit.
Yeah.
RS9 right there.
Yeah, I've dropped down to the S8.
Remember the S5 very well,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a little bit more attenuation, I reckon. I don't know what causes that, I really don't. Can't be the street lights because it's like that day and night. That's another thing I was going on the radio today, just to see how bad the noise was, and it was bad.
Well, I told him or complained several years in a row. It finally the power company sent somebody out and said, he pulled up the yard and said, we was talking, he was wanting to know where I
back this minute. He drove back past there, and there's a, a 33,000 volt line running parallel to the interstate in the back part of this subdivision here. And that thing was all messed up. It was leaking. The insulators was leaking, arcing, and all kinds of carrying all going on. He came back and he told me, so I found it. Of course, this guy was a ham radio operator.
Yes, the fire company.
have your RFP.
78 Archie 6.
Well.
Toward the sidewalk up, toward the street up, we think
Okay, he'd,
Roger, I think I'm going to go ahead and bail out to, Summer, get me a shower before good bed, and, I will see you all there tomorrow night, I hope. WDHRHL, good night, everybody.